what do you call round flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet, eaten with syrup?
Pancakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
It's bacon.
Excuse me. What do you call pressed meatloaf from the hog jaw or hog fizz?
Souse meat.
Okay, have you ever had that?
Yeah, very fond of it. I haven't had it in a long time.
Every time we kill hogs, when I was growing up, we made it in the winter, and we killed three or four times.
I've never had it. It's good. Yeah.
We have some fresh homemade sausage now.
Yeah, and I like homemade sausage. I'm just trying not to think about it. But I like that, but I've never had
sauce
meat. If I have, I didn't know what it was.
They used to make shoes without us, and make liver pudding.
Yeah, pudding and sausage.
Foghead cheese.
Yeah, I've heard foghead cheese.
Well, that's sauce meat. It's the same thing. Same difference.
But I've never heard of liver pudding. Good. And I like liver.
I love it.
Beef liver and chicken liver.
But this is made from pig liver.
I think I've ever had that.
Good.
Mm. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Seed. Yeah, the kernel.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a press.
Okay, what do you call it if the meat comes away?
It's a clear seed.
Okay, what are some kind of beans that don't have to be shelled when you cook them?
Pole beans, snap beans of any kind.
Okay, what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Boiled on the ear, you mean, without being cut off?
Uh-huh. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes on its body. It's not a really good description. Have you ever heard of chipmunk?
Chipmunk,
or
yeah.
Brown squirrel?
Brown squirrel, mm-hmm.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells?
That's a polecat.
What do you call a little creature that hops along the ground? Some live on land and some live on water. About that long, gets it. You hear them after it rains.
Frog.
Okay, is there any difference if it lives in land or than if it lives in water?
Yes, I think
well, that's a different kind. It's a toad frog that lives in this average soil. Mm-hmm. And then there's a spring frog that lives in the water.
Okay, what do you call ordinary worms used for bathing fishing?
Earthworms.
What do you call large worms used for bait?
Well, there's two kinds that I always use. Sawyer, which is big white worm or log, and then there's an earthworm.
Okay, what do you call an insect that sends off light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? Sometimes you catch them and play with them.
Butterfly? No?
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's got a long, thin body. It's got filmy wings. And you can catch them by the tail or by the wings.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't.
Oh, you have heard of mosquito hawk?
Yeah, mosquito hawk. That's what it is.
Okay, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say does not sting? Might build it up in the rafters.